My favorite character was Speedy Gonzales until I realized it was an absolute racist caricature.
God, it's so and over I was the top. Like,
ooh. He could be Pepe Le Pew.
Also problematic as fuck.
True. What's with you picking Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he's a fucking rapist.
He's the Daily Reach of Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay, that's. That's and welcome to the Donald Democast.
For joining us once again on the Delco Young Democast. My name is Mike DeEva. It is awesome to talk to you guys again. Joining me here in the podcast oubliette, we have Amanda Hammack.
Hi.
How are you?
Not looking at my phone. I'm not Pasquale looking at my phone. We both were too. No, I'm good.
We're very good at podcasts, guys. We are. Also joining us, Pasquale Cipollone.
Don't ask me how I am.
Or if you're looking at your phone.
I'm fine.
Sure, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. And joining us for the first time, actually, with a microphone, after winning our live episode, Nicole Cipollone, how are you?
Good, how are you doing, guys?
Fabulous.
I can't. We're just going to turn this way.
I'm just mentally shutting down.
It's an audio medium, dude. Oh man, we're all very tired.
It's just, I feel like if you are gonna run for office, and I'm stealing this from Gina, you need to have worked on a campaign before, because the complete lack of knowing how to do any fucking thing is exhausting.
No, yeah. Really. Oh.
And there it is.
I'm just so tired.
I was actually just checking what day it was because I've lost all sense of time in this, man. And going, it's only July 20th.
Like, it's 108 days until the election.
Why are you counting?
It's like I don't have a choice.
It's like how we have like BC and AD. Like there is only this turning point.
It's 108 BE before the election. After election is just going to be a blur.
There is no until after May. Election. No, not even until November 7th.
Until May 7th, of 2019, you know, like, yeah.
God.
Just keeps going in circles.
Anyway. So, Nicole. Every time we have somebody new join us, we ask them to talk about how they kind of got aware, got involved, you know. So, what's the story?
Well, you know, growing up in the household that Pasquale is in, you're always...
We don't live together.
You know, he's always screaming about, you know, what's happening in the world and stuff like that. So, you know, it's hard not to always try to follow up on what he's talking about. You know, not, you know, partly to see if he's correct and he's not lying to us. No. You know, because at the moment it feels like everything's just an onion story at this point. But yeah, so this year I got involved politically. I'm part of the Springfield committee.
Nice.
So and it's actually really awesome because all the people that are now getting involved, they actually seem like they want to help. Whereas you know, I went to a couple meetings before, you know, reorg, and it just seems like it was just flowing, nothing was happening. And then now it's like people are standing up saying we gotta do this gotta happen, stuff like that. So it's pretty awesome. And nice. You know, it actually makes me really happy that I'm getting involved now.
Awesome.
From having a background of no politics to now trying to do stuff.
Can we mention that you stole his seat, right? You ran and took Pasquale's seat. Since he's not mentioning it.
Oh my god. This is going to be a rough episode to edit.
This motherfucker. So it started in 1990. It started in 1994. Back in 1994. My parents disappointed me. No.
Oh my god.
No. So this year, no, Nicole was like, hey, I wanted to run for local committee seat. And I put all of my eggs in the state committee basket just because I was like, let's have fun. And I was like, I can always be appointed later if I want to. But I also, you know, kind of wanted to move. And she took it and she won. But she got the most votes that has ever happened in that little area. And she beat the, well, not beat, but her running mate got 10 votes less. So I was like, who the fuck did he piss off to where my sister out of nowhere got 10 more? Because like I was talking to my parents, they're like, well, we voted for. And I'm like, who are the 8 people? Like, who the fuck? It was crazy.
Well, when I talk to, amazing. You know, mom and dad, they're like, oh, no, we're not voting for him at all.
And
I'm like,
did.
I feel bad. I was and like, I'm going like, to vote for him.
And now I'm like, there's 10 people that,
She learned well.
You're the woman.
There you go.
So a question that, you know, may be wildly inappropriate, but that, like, fascinates me right now. Are your parents particularly political or anything like that?
My parents literally go, who do I vote for? And I said,
that's our mother. Our father's more, you know, he watches the news. He tries to keep up with it. He's more of a moderate, leaning onto the conservative side, Democrats.
I would disagree. He really was behind Bernie. It was probably because I was running.
He also wanted Jesse Ventura to run with Bernie, though.
Oh, my dad's fucking
and
nuts.
And he's what? Crazy disappointed that he didn't.
He drives a Jeep Wrangler from
1997.
That is like no more working parts left. And
he has to fashion them all himself.
My dad is kind of almost Ron Swanson. It's very infuriating.
It is ridiculous.
Like my dad watches survival shows and I like Naked and Afraid, and I'm the only reason I'm upset is because I'm like, this is probably amateur hour for him. He's like, I don't know. It's just, it's wild.
In fairness, Les Stroud is the shit. Like, I'm not gonna front. Survivor Man fucking rules.
He's just out of control. It's, yeah. That's all I gotta say.
He's one of those like gun owning Democrats. Like, he has a ton of guns.
And but he never uses them.
He doesn't. He's more
important than your point out.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is like
he's more into bow and arrows. He doesn't want his victim to hear him kill them.
He wants to feel it.
Yeah, he wants to feel it.
He just goes out with a loincloth and a Bowie knife.
Yeah, no, he's more into chasing a deer down with his bare fucking hands. Is what it is.
Oh my god.
Bowie knife in his mouth.
At least he's on the right side of the gun issue where he's like, you don't need an assault rifle to hunt a deer.
Yeah.
And I was like,
If you need that, you're very bad at hunting.
I was like, and if you had an assault rifle in this house, I call the police immediately. I'm leaving.
Oh man. So that's fun.
There's extra not so great now, like the FBI is going to come kick down our door.
Oh, whatever.
It's fine.
Let them come. You guys have no idea how many guns I have.
Yeah, like our father says.
Zero.
Opens up a chest full of water guns. Whoa, everybody, slow down.
I've got like the OG Super Soakers. Like, oh my god, back when they were awesome.
Do you have the Nerf nuke where the ball explodes after it like hits somebody?
Dude, that's my white whale.
It's dangerous.
I kind of don't want to actually talk about things. Because this is so much more fun, but there's some buck wild shit going on. Everybody knows about the national shit that's going on, about how, you know, Vladimir Putin is basically the president of the United States.
Red Dawn.
Yeah. Fucking Wolverines!
Das wird dann die US Constitution.
Dude. Once you guys leave, I'm just gonna watch The Hunt for Red October and cry.
Everyone do yourself a favor and learn you some Russian.
I just downloaded Duolingo yesterday.
So. I don't know anything in Russian.
You got dozvidanya.
I was just gonna say, you got
Nostrovia is cheers.
And how to order a vodka soda. That's it. It'll be fine. You already got the drink of choice.
They're gonna see my Italian ass coming from a mile away. They're just gonna hear music and be like, I smell basil. They're gonna be like, he's not one of us.
Why is there an accordion all of a sudden?
Why does he look like Geppetto from fucking
Oh my god. So
stereotypical Italians.
Hey,
exactly. My hair is all slicked back.
I brought meatballs.
I'm Russian. I'm freaking Russian here.
Not on comrades. Anyway. So we all know about the crazy shit that's going down nationally. But there's also crazy shit going down on the state level and crazy shit going down countywide that I want to talk about just to make sure that all of you are as sad as we are. The other night, friend of the show, Scott Walker, was hosting a town hall with his running mate, Jeff Bartos, the Republicans for governor and lieutenant governor, where an 18-year-old girl who is a part of, I forget the name of the environmental group that she's with, she's a volunteer with them, she asks him a question about how he thinks climate change is caused by humans' body heat, and how she asked if that was because he had taken $200,000 from the fossil fuel industry as contributions. Scott Wagner's very measured and respectful response was to call her young and naive and to talk about flooding in Harrisburg and sinkholes and how sewage flows into the Susquehanna.
Well, I was asking, would you like me to just play the clip?
We're like, I wonder how that works.
We'll edit it in.
Yeah, and see what see up, so.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. My name is Rose. I'm 18. And I'm really concerned about the future of our country. Two-thirds of Pennsylvanians think that climate change is an issue that needs to be addressed. But you have said that climate change is a result of people's body heat and are refusing to take action on the issue. Does this have anything to do with the $200,000 that you have taken from the fossil fuel industry?
Rose, you know what, I appreciate you being here, and you're 18 years old, and you know, you're a little young and naive.
Whoa. Answer the question.
Rose, I appreciate you being here. Are we here to elect a governor, or are we here to elect a scientist? Okay, I'm here to be the governor. Now, Rose,
I don't think we need to even hear what the rest of that was.
Well, we're literally voting for a fucking garbage man.
Yeah. Like, both literally and metaphorically.
Like, literally. Literally.
he owns a waste disposal company, yeah. Which has totally never been a front for the mob. Just throwing that out there.
Who names their kid Scott Wagner anyway? doesn't add up.
But the fucking, oh my god, like, the condescension required to fucking even ask that question, and then the round of applause from the fucking MAGA set.
And that's like, what I'm sitting here going, like, I'm not sure which actually irritates me worse, is his response or the fact of them applauding and the, like, oh, and the laughter that was with it.
Yeah,
I mean, you do hear a few, like, whoa's, but they are not nearly,
No, it's fun. It's fun. This nervous 18-year-old gets up and asks a question. Let's all make her as uncomfortable as possible. Totally fine.
Well, and I was saying earlier, like, you know, with what we see in D.C., Pennsylvania's about to be like, hold my beer. Like, watch what we do. And I can't get behind anybody that has any excuses for Scott Wagner. It just actually makes me want to rip my hair out. Watching him on the Senate floor, he just has zero knowledge backing anything.
Fucking active brain cells? Yeah.
Yeah, and when he's like, you know, global warming's caused by body heat, it reminds me kind of like when Sarah Palin was running and everybody made the jokes, or Tina Fey was like, climate change is just God squeezing us a little tighter.
I can see Russia from my house.
Yeah, basically.
Didn't I actually do the math and figure out how much heat
they did
everybody on the planet generated on like an old episode? Like, it was not even fucking close, dude. Not even a little bit.
The units used.
Yeah. Scott Wagner's garbage quadrillions are offering more heat than.
And the issue here is that he's really helping like proliferate this climate change isn't real thing, which is really terrifying because Pennsylvania is the third largest energy producer in the country, which means we have the third biggest chance to stop climate change in the country.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're literally letting people steal our resources out of the ground and fuck with our environment and then just waltz right on out. And this is someone who would proliferate it even more. And we'd have pipelines everywhere. So, I mean, that's kind of what I have to say
that. We already have a Democratic governor and we're having a hard time getting any kind of gas tax or anything like that. The idea that this motherfucker, who has taken so much money from the gas companies and the fucking coal mining companies and all of these other fucking literal Captain Planet villains.
He is a captain.
It's unconscionable. It's unconscionable. I don't understand how this could possibly be a thing in 2018 when we know the things that we know. That this guy could still be saying, you know, oh, the Earth moves closer to the sun. In the words of John Oliver, that's how a fucking year works.
Yeah. Well, it mirrors everything else that, you know, we deal with in all sorts of politics. As you just keep going, like, how do you believe this? Like, you know, how do you vote for a guy that believes this? Does he believe it? Or does he just spit it out because he assumes that the base is going to believe it? That, you know, like...
And that's the thing. It's like, how much of this... And it's the same thing from Donald Trump right on down to, like, you know, the mayors of the individual towns. Like,
is it because
it's the lack of an identity. It's the, oh, well, I mean, I don't like him, but, like, I'm Republican and he's Republican. And I'm like, okay, that means you have no thought process. You have no spine and you don't care about what the candidates stand for. And it's like, that's why it just is infuriating to know that, like, we have to actually, I know Governor Wolf is not, like, the sexiest candidate for governor. Right.
What are you talking about?
But like, but seriously,
he's got his own problems, but he's a
lackluster.
He's light years better than Scott fucking Wagner. Right.
Well, and the fact that we have to fight to convince people to elect him, and I go on these cycles of where I'm like, did we learn nothing from 2016? Because like, if we elect Fetterman as lieutenant governor and then Wagner as governor, I don't think that they understand how PA government works. And Fetterman does not have control over that. Like,
right.
Fetterman is not vice president.
Right.
So I am really
Although maybe Fetterman could just, like, wrestle.
Hopefully Fetterman will intimidate Scott Wagner he'll be scared and never leave his wings.
I'll pay good money to see that.
Fetterman's going to stand on the balcony and just look across at him all day.
Vote wisely.
Wagner will be like, that Big Show looking just like, motherfucker.
Is he eating an apple? Oh, no, that's a rock. What the fuck?
He's sharpening his teeth.
John Fetterman.
He's turning that rock into a diamond with his...
Candidate for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman.
They're tough out there in West PA.
Twitter follower of at Young Democast.
There you go.
Is he really?
I love that he follows us. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
It's so good.
You're like, and just replay this over and over.
I mean, he does replay it. If he's listening, like, I mean, I've been in that office. I know how to work it. So you are going to need to readjust the doors. John, please change the height on the doors.
If Mayor Fetterman is listening, we have a form on our Facebook page that you can fill out if you want to be on the show to talk about your campaign for lieutenant governor.
Please.
Anywho, just to get that plug out of the way.
I took a sticker from an event once. I apologize. I don't know if they were for sale, but I took the sticker because I wanted it.
It's probably fine.
I think it's
fine. I'm going to get an invoice for $5.
P.O. Box 2914, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 19082.
Charge it to the Young Dems bank account. I'll pay for the sticker.
Don't do that.
What bank account?
We don't have collect calling for podcasts. Oh, God.
So going back to that, though, I mean, there's evidently the problem of Wagner just being completely gone on so many levels. But, like, how much do I hate that 18-year-old young girl, that was probably the first time, maybe, that she stood up in an environment like that, with an opposition like that, and voiced it? And I hope that just made her angry. Like, yeah, I hope that she goes out and says it even more the next time.
I hope
time
she
and...
knows what a fucking badass she is.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
rules.
Like, I hope that's... she slashed his tires.
I mean...
And this is why we've given you a mic.
You can tell one of us is more Italian in certain areas than the other. I like the wine, she likes the slashing.
Oh, man.
It's a duo. It's a duo.
It is
need
a duo.
Hide a body, contact me.
Please don't need to hide a body.
But going back to that, like, you know.
Sorry.
It's fine. Going back to that, I really, you know, like I said, I really hope that she's inspired to be more, you know, active and louder. And just by that alone, because, I mean, I don't want to see anyone that gets enough, you know, courage to be able to do that then sidelined. We talk about that all the time, where we don't want to see, you know, people diminish their voices because of one bad moment, that I hope she just takes that and runs, and, you know, she's gonna make him really sad one day because she's gonna be running for something.
Exactly. And this is one of the kind of clear delineations between, you know, left and right in my mind, is because people on the right, especially Republicans, especially old white men Republicans, want to sort of shut people down for asking questions or trying to vote, or, you know, holding people responsible for things.
Right.
People on the left want to shut people down when they are literal Nazis.
Right. Right.
So this is a pretty clear distinction. When you're trying to, like, you know, take rights away from humans, that's when our side wants to shut you down.
And how respected could he might have been a little bit had he just addressed the situation? No. Maybe a little bit. Well, I'm not saying out of us, right?
Yeah, but he's got to be a misogynist douchebag.
Right. If he would have been like, oh, there's that $200,000 question again, I might have been like, okay, you're not a complete douchebag, still not voting for you, and still making sure that, you know, we canvass for Wolf.
But at least you're a human being with a soul at that point.
Now I'm not on our podcast adding you to the fuck Wagner, you know, hashtag. It's interesting that when those questions are posed, they never look, you know, at it differently. Like, they always go for the toss that person down instead of address it in a different way. And that's what makes them complete.
They have to go for their talking point, because they're fucking linear thinking and they have no ability to read any kind of nuance or anything like that. You know, there's no possibility of having, like, a nuanced conversation because they're completely incapable of discussing any kind of policy. It all has to be, you know, banging your fist on the table and saying, you know, this is this and that is that, and I will accept no
automatrons. That's, yeah, you know, pretty much
basically. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, for 6 months, 5 months in Harrisburg, I had to watch the Senate every single day. He is not anyone you want near. You don't even want him in the Senate. You really, you wouldn't want him as a ward commissioner. You definitely do not want him as a governor.
Don't want him managing a Pep Boys.
Wait, hold on. That explains everything. Which Pep Boys? That check engine light hasn't come off since. And it's just, I mean, and like, you know, to quote Heather Boyd, if you just want a balanced government where, like, it just isn't crazy in either direction, you would vote Democrat this year to let there be a balance. If Wagner gets in, we can say goodbye to LGBTQ rights, SB3, things like that are going to be that it's going to be like The Handmaid's Tale in this state.
Yeah.
And it's going to be that, and then it's going to be like, all right, everybody, act straight. You know, also, if you're just not white, then just leave.
Yeah.
Like,
act straight and don't be a woman.
Yeah, exactly. And don't be not white. Like,
yeah.
Damn it, Nicole, we're screwed.
And don't have a drug problem. Like, oh, please, all of that.
Trust me, that happens, I'm going to be sashaying down State Street in drag with a gun saying, come get me, Scott. Come and get it. Come and get it.
You know, you're really not doing anything to dissuade people from voting.
Good.
That might turn voters, I'm just saying.
Just because I want to see that so badly.
You don't want to see that.
I might cut off my nose to spite my face.
You don't want to do that. If you vote for Scott, I will sneak into your house in the middle of the night and do nothing. I'll eat all the goddamn food in your fridge. And I'll drink all the wine.
Oh, man.
Make sure you throw out all your potatoes, because Scott will eat those.
Like the anti-version of Santa.
That's called the Grinch.
No, the Krampus. I'll be the Krampus instead. I'll just drink the wine and eat all the cheese. I know.
Yeah.
To bring it back to what Nicole said earlier about slashing tires, county council's getting pretty fucking out of hand right now.
There's just a few people that are out of pocket. Yeah.
The three Republicans on county council.
I'm actually kind of so when I say surprised, I don't mean like I'm surprised that they're doing it. I'm kind of surprised that they're doing it, if that makes sense. Like, they don't, have you seen them? Like, they don't remind me, right?
They look like,
they look dull and
they
just
look
like
uncircumcised penises. Like, just every single one of them. Just fucking no necks, just fucking scrunched together. And
that's
just
how,
like,
they sit at county council. Like, have you been in the meetings? That's literally just how it goes on. Like, I'm like, oh.
Whoever the woman is has not.
She looks like a penis, too.
Well, she does not. I can't comment on that. Lord knows I've seen enough of them. I can't comment on that. What I can say, though, is that for me, she seems to be the most workable Republican. Like, she seems to be the one that would... Really, because I remember... maybe that has changed. When I went months ago, early on, she was more the one that was going to be a toss-up. It was clear that McBlain was just forever a douchebag. Like, he had just Summer's Eve tattooed right on his forehead. And can you tell who I'm coming for in 2019?
Sorry, McBlain.
And I just have no words because I just...
No, she was quite literally every county council meeting that I've been to, it's like they gave her permission to trounce at any given time anything that came out of Zydeck or Madden's, you know, mouth, because they figured were the two Democrats gonna argue with the woman, right? Like, it was almost like a setup.
They're very good at strategy. Yes. And we're gonna explain what the actual story is in a minute, but we're gonna get some aggression out first.
No, and I mean, she really is. Like, I saw at least on three meeting occasions where she was just the attack dog at that moment, you know, and it didn't, they could have sneezed and she would have been like, how dare you sneeze in the middle of a county count? It was very aggressive. And she was really the only one, you know, there, any argument that had kind of started, and I don't even mean argument, but any kind of, you know, tension that was started was her starting first. Because
why would they fight their battles when they can send out cannon fodder?
And I mean, as soon as it started, I went, oh, because, you know, again, heaven forbid, had the, you know, Kevin or Brian had said, you know, anything, it would have looked like they were screaming at a woman. And, you know, that would have been headlines right there.
And it does seem like the year where the Delco GOP wants to pretend like they give a shit about what women think. So.
Right. Yeah. And again,
because,
you know,
Pearl Kim is not a prop at all.
No, not even
a bit. So.
But so now anyway, we can decide, we can talk about why.
Yeah, what actually happened.
I hate this conversation.
So do I.
I'm gonna flip this fucking table right now.
Everything on here costs dozens of dollars, man.
I will replace it.
So basically, the contract is up for the county 911 services because individual towns in Delaware County do not have their own 911 operators. It all goes through a central call station. So, you know, that makes perfect sense. There's never any problems with that. Yeah, send somebody to Elm Street. Which one? There's like 50 of them. that's a terrible idea in the first place. But that's what we have, so that's what they're working with at this second. The contract is up for renewal, so the Republicans wanted to just give another, I think it was 3-year, $2 million contract to the same company that's been doing it for however long, not bid it out, not get, you know, other companies to at least say, here's what we would do, here's how much it would cost, you know, being responsible with the taxpayer money, you know. And then all the two Democrats on the county council, Brian Zydeck and Kevin Madden, wanted to do was get other bids and see what happens. They're not saying, oh no, we're definitely not giving it to the company that's been doing it forever. They just wanted to see, you know, what else was out there, which is a responsible thing to do with taxpayer money. And then it turned into this whole thing. The Delco, it got voted down. Like, they just gave the contract to the same company, who coincidentally are huge Republican donors in Delaware County. Imagine that. And then the Delaware County Republican Party decides to start posting all over Facebook, can you believe that these Democrats would want to score political points rather than keep you and your family safe by making sure our 911 system operates efficiently? You should call them and you should tell them what you think, which led to threats against both of them and Kevin Madden having his car vandalized pretty substantially, which is why I bring up Slash and Tires.
Oh, we're past Slash, and this is kind of like burn the car to the ground kind of thing.
Yeah, this is shove it over a cliff and watch it explode. So
Snapchat.
So, long story short, I'm now blocked by the Delco GOP on Facebook.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Is someone a snowflake? Ooh, yeah, this must be so hard for
they
you.
They need their fucking safe space, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. These fucking people. just no, like the cognitive dissonance that it must take to run the Delco GOP's Facebook page right now. Like, I don't know who's doing it, but like the amount of yourself that you need to just fucking swallow and like drink to death. With Budweiser and other shit.
I've just never shoved my head that far up an ass to
No, it's difficult, but not impossible.
The difference, though, is we look at it from our, you know,
give Crisco. Get Pam. We'll try and figure out where they're coming from.
Pam, is it going to help you with that?
I totally forgot where I was going with this. Just on that one.
Alone. Sorry. Kind of sorry.
Not sorry. So, what I find interesting is, well, not interesting. I mean, I think it's great that it got voted down. Of course it got voted down. Yeah, we're still only 2-3, right? But the fact that they had to bring it, you know, as an argument just tells you, I think, one thing of how terrified they are of next year, right? And yeah, maybe even this year, you know, depending on wherever.
Yeah, 2019, November of 2019, the other three seats for the county council are up.
So they're starting to pick the schoolyard brawls now.
Of course.
And so that's what I initially took from it, which is, okay.
Keep going.
I was like, that's initially what I took from it. But then as I watched, like, you get blocked and, like, other, I think,
a bunch
Scott
of other
Alberts,
people did, too. I Scott think, might have been one of them. I'm not sure who is. But
I can't find them on Facebook. I don't think I was blocked.
Just Delco GOP.
Maybe
they're just weeding out the DSA people on Delco, like, immediately.
Oh, look, now I'm like, hold on. Let me look, you know? Yeah. But I that was my initial kind of response, was like, oh, look, they're learning. So they're learning to use tactics that we've been using.
Tactically, they're very smart.
But I mean,
I'm not blocked.
Have we not been like, call and, you know, talk to your senator or to call and blah, blah,
except,
blah. But
except we're not threatening people and their families.
Well, like, of course, but, you know.
Like, you know, this is,
we don't
our
think
activists,
that way.
Our Democratic activists and, you
hold
know,
signs,
activists
not slash
on the
tires.
Left say, please don't kill me.
Right.
Activists on the right say, you know, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you. Like, yeah. I don't know if there was any official death threats, but like,
well, so real quick, going back to last year for this race, there was a, I don't know, some sort of thing held in Ridley that was against Kevin for that night app. It was a bunch of the GOP women and so forth and so on. And I know, I agree. But so our protesters that were out, you know, holding signs had this, you know, nice, you know, kind of perimeter set up, and they were being like, you know, they were protesting, but they were being, you know, respectful about it, I guess, for as respectful as you can when you're like, you know, you suck. But the response from the other side is completely indicative of this. You know, if they could have thrown rocks at us and gotten away with it, because, you know, they would have. So you're 100% correct. You know, the way that they start, you know, with this is crazy. And you look like you want to say something.
I just want to go back to you saying it's a schoolyard fight. Well, I just want to say, if it's a schoolyard brawl, then I'm the bitch walking in with a skip it on my leg. And I am coming for all y'all ankles. And everyone's going to be going to the hospital with bruised ankles.
Oh, my God.
I am exhausted of this. First of all, the complete fear-mongering that you're going to lose your police thing. Like, that's the level you're at, where you have no argument. This goes down to people who got the school contract for Upper Darby and all this other bullshit. It's constantly Republicans, and like, no one, the Democrats aren't even saying give it to us, we can give it to a Democrat. Like, we're trying to replace them with the same exact shit.
Right.
It's like, hey, maybe $2 million to get this shit outsourced to wherever, if they ever gave a location as to where the calls were being transferred to. It just doesn't make sense that it's unfathomable for me to be that ignorant and to not take other things into account.
From where, which side? Exactly. Their side saying it, or the did you read the comments? Like,
I was
floored
reading the comments where people thought that police were just going to be like, we were just doing that. We're going to see how everything works out without a fire department.
We're going to take the police's radios away from them immediately.
I literally had to just hold the backspace button on my phone, because every time I wrote something, I wanted to be like, it was mean. I wanted to be like, how stupid are you that you're believing what you've just
said? Because both sides sit at home and watch the news that is tailored to them, and then think that they don't have to think outside of their skulls. And the people that watch Fox News and hear that Democrats are evil and want to kill babies and all this other stuff, it's completely imaginable then to see that we're going to take away police all of a sudden in Delco.
I'm like being this woke.
No,
just
no,
be like, no, I'm tired of being
asleep.
You.
I'm tired of being fucking asleep, and they need to wake up too. And I'm gonna be the fucking alarm next year. And but like, they haven't done anything about the opioid crisis. They haven't done shit about anything, and then they want to make a.
They're making cops' jobs harder. They're making police's jobs harder by, you know, antagonizing communities of color, by not addressing the opioid crisis in any meaningful way, by allowing the proliferation of fucking weapons of war on the streets. This is all making police's jobs harder. You do not give a fuck about the cops.
Oh yeah, they do. They put signs in their yards that say support.
Yeah,
that's all they need.
Yeah, and
prayers.
Stick that sign directly up
prayers.
Your fucking ass.
And,
yeah,
thoughts and prayers.
Here would be my great advice for you know the Delco GOP if you know if they want to have any innovative ideas since the 60s, and I mean that by the 1860s, what you could do is find a contract cheaper, and then the $2 million that you would normally spend, whatever the difference is, why don't you fund the fucking police?
Well, don't
and the first responders.
But don't
why don't you,
you
do
just...
that so it's not the same two people working 16-plus hour shifts, and then we wonder why all of a sudden some police officers are getting addicted to the opioids that they take off of people that they catch. Shocking, riveting.
But do you price shop for anything? I mean, why would you do that, right? Like
millennials, it must
because
be
personal responsibility. God
but why,
damn it!
Why would you price shop for anything? I would never. I mean, come on.
That must be a millennial attitude where you're going to look at your fucking options.
Right. Well, no, not at all. We're just gonna hand it to like that's why when I went through that comment section I went and does everyone just go to the first
literally
the automobile place that you go
the comment that got me blocked was the comment I made I made originally because was about why don't the Republicans care about fiscal responsibility anymore. That got deleted, so I called them a bunch of snowflakes and asked if they needed a safe space, and that's what I was blocked.
So the answer was yes to that question.
The answer was
although
emphatically yes.
I did like, as I was going through those comments, you can literally see like every reasonable comment was deleted or,
surprise.
You know.
Is the Delco GOP not making a statement on the car situation with Madden?
Why would they?
Well, no. Is completely them advocating violence against county council members. So it's time for them to fucking go.
Yeah.
There's
well,
nothing else around
question,
that.
But
and the GOP and Delco needs to get their shit together before they're the minority party in this county.
No, I don't want them to get their shit together.
No, I do, because there are genuinely Republicans that aren't pieces of shit like whoever the leadership is in the Delco GOP. And the issue there is that they're going to tank their whole party and the people with them. And
but didn't we just do
I don't
that
know
at
what's
going to
happen. Well, and they're so terrified about what's going to happen when they're the minority party and rule in Delaware County. Like, the Democrats would ever forget. And they really need to hope that we are not the exact same monster that they are.
It's and that's exactly the point, is that anytime there is a majority, whether it's, you know, gender, racial, whatever the situation is, anytime there is a minority in power, anytime there's a majority in power, they are terrified that if they fall out of power, they will be treated the way they have treated everyone else.
Right.
I don't know that that's going to be the case because, like you said, there are a bunch of Republicans in Delaware County who are reasonable human beings. Just not the fucking leadership or the elected officials.
No, and that's the shame of it. That's like literally what is so frustrating is because the Delco GOP is trying to mirror exactly what they see in D.C.,
yeah,
monkey see, monkey fuck you do.
And this is where you get people getting their fucking cars busted up. And, like, I want to be clear. We are not advocating violence against or us property damage.
There shouldn't be any.
No,
there shouldn't
against
be any.
Anybody.
Right.
We don't want you to go out there and bust up some Republican's fucking windshield because that's a shitty thing to do.
When they
no
go
matter
low,
what.
We go high.
Kind of, but like not that fucking. Like, I'll still fucking yell and scream at them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not above that.
If you hate what your representatives do, do the thing that you're supposed to fucking do and
vote them out.
Or, better
say
yet,
something.
Show up to one of these meetings. You have no knowledge of what happened, yet everyone's so ready to get wild. Like, it's ridiculous.
I would love to go to the meetings, but they're on fucking Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. when I'm fucking working.
Don't they live stream them, or don't they film
them? I don't know.
Them?
I'm fucking working.
I don't know if they still do. I think that lasted for a brief time, and I'm not entirely sure if they're still streamed.
I just think that if the Delco GOP was like a reasonable, like the actual scary Republicans where they were fucking reasonable, like, then it would be a different story. But yeah. I just...
But they never have been. That's why it wasn't so surprising to me in those regards. They've never...
Leadership. I need to clarify. I'm talking about right. the leadership.
So, yeah. But they've never been no. reasonable. Ever. You know, I mean, so, again, asking or hoping that they are... Oh, this is just the beginning. Wait, just wait as this continues on, and then wait until November 7th when yeah, we're talking
spring,
about
yeah, spring
you know,
and summer
2019.
Spring and summer of next year is going to be fucking wild
oh, no,
on the
I
county
think,
level.
No, I think they're going
to
wait.
Get a subscription to the Delco Times before spring 2019.
I think
Delco
I think
Times is going to be.
I think they're coming. I think they're coming out way before that. I mean, we have you figure we have the DA next
Ooh,
year.
Hold on.
There's oh, judgeships. They're
across
the board.
Theory, conspiracy theory.
Oh,
oh no.
The people running.
I don't have my tinfoil.
County
hat.
Council are going to be Republicans that are either A, not straight, my favorite kind, or they're going to be people of color that are registered Republican to run for county council.
I don't think they're smart enough for that, honestly. And I, but you know,
they propped up Pearl Kim. They can do anything.
Pearl Kim still fits a certain demographic that I think they feel comfortable with being able to get away with. I see this is when I put my field organizer head on
yeah,
and
that
I go...
That demographic is women who only vote the way their husbands tell
right,
them to.
Right,
and wealthy.
Right. Yeah. And so when you say, you know, either people of color or, you know... An LGBTQ, like,
oh,
I don't
there's a
see
log
them.
Cabin Republican running next year.
Oh. Would you be willing to dive on that grenade just for the scandal?
Oh. I will do a death drop. I'll do a split. I'll throw my wig in the air.
Heels I mean, I on. You know what, to be fair?
Size 14 if you got them.
I was just going to say, size 14.
Size 14 if you're donating. Send them to the Delco Young Dems PO
Box. PO Box 2914 after Darby 11082.
Red bottom, preferably.
Oh, no, damn. No,
that's
no
not fair. Do you like that? Her and I just both were like, oh, wait a minute. They both,
if someone
size,
donates
like,
size 14, I will scream.
I'll scream just on the fact that I want them and they're too fucking big.
I would wear them. I would wear them. I would wear them and
I'll
then take a picture and put it on our website.
Nicole, you went to school for fashion, right?
Yeah.
You can make this happen, right?
I will stuff newspaper in the back of size 14 just to wear those pictures.
Like, I'll get surgery. To make my bones and my feet longer.
Just elongate your toes.
Amanda got big ass feet. So she could fit in the donated. Oh so God. She could fit in the donated shoe. To get back on track.
So anyway,
to get back
I
on
would,
track.
I, you know what? I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong and you're right because you know what? That'll be entertaining for us to put our, you know, our run against. You know, it'll make it difficult because at this rate, you know, if there were. I don't foresee her running again. I don't foresee. McBlain
and Culp can't run again, is what everyone has told
they're
me.
Sorry.
They're
are they?
I was told that they cannot run again.
I don't,
she
I
can
don't
run
know.
For re-election,
I don't
but
think
I don't
can't.
Know enough about the county council
neither,
to know if they're term
I was just going to say, neither do I. But I don't foresee her because, honestly, going back to that, you know, those first couple of meetings, she looked like, shit, this is fucking work now. Like, I don't like this. You
Imagine.
Know, she actually,
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
She actually had to respond to questions. She actually had to defend what she was saying. She actually had to put fucking effort into something. And so, you know, the interesting part on that is Culp literally just sat. I don't think I've actually ever heard that man talk. I don't even know if he can, you know, because he just looked like a stump little rock that was like, shit, what do we do now? So I don't foresee her running again just yeah. on the fact of it being hard and difficult and a job, so to speak. So I think we're going to see a whole new list of maybe not new. Do you think Perfetti or White will come back?
I think absolutely.
Mario Severo runs, I'm fucking moving to New Jersey.
I have heard brief rumblings that... yeah, White, they're going to try. Of course, they're going to try again because they're going to think that the wave is dead and it's a puddle. Rightfully so, because
right.
there's almost no excitement.
Right.
But my biggest fear is that
we run
our boy that Adolf would run for county council.
Bill Adolf, yeah.
That Bill Adolf would run for county council. I don't think in this political climate he would consider that. Like, and I'm pretty sure he wants to stay retired.
That actually could be a little dangerous, believe it or not, but, Adolf running.
So that was the idea we had when he was stepping down anyway, when he was retiring. We're like, oh, he's going to aim for county council and just go out to pasture because that's a thing that happens.
Right.
Because Republicans don't retire. They just fucking collect paychecks until they die.
Oh, but it's kind of almost like welfare. which I thought only Democrats did. But I mean,
believe it or not, thinking, see, I didn't even think of that. But, you know, that idea makes me actually nervous because he's well enough.
McCosey was another concern.
I don't want to inflict him on all of y'all either.
Adolf would, yeah.
You just suffer alone.
I accept.
Great.
This.
Now you've ruined my entire night because I'm going to be like that. We got.
No, don't worry about it.
There's
one
upstairs.
Don't worry about it because
the 165th got rid of them.
Because we'll be polite. We'll be polite, and then when we get county council, we will restore the charter and allow one minority seat because that is fair.
Well, what I do love is that, and I'm not saying we only need one, but I mean we only need one, you know, to take control of the council, which is nice odds, but I mean, you know,
we should be
selfish and just take it all at this point and be like, eh.
And then it would be the exact same thing, and that's kind of why
I would hope we would be better than that. Though
we would, which is exactly why I would think that we would, the right thing to do would be us to restore the charter. And to restore that and give the Republicans one seat, because that is what is supposed to happen. It's what you would want us to do, what you would want them to do to us. And if we turn around and do the exact same shit, we are literally just replacing
them
with a different color.
We're no better, yeah.
We have a problem with that, though. Let's be honest. We do have a problem with that.
Well, I think I heard a rumor that the people running next year aren't going to be that kind of problem.
Well, they should be. Anyway.
I want to go back to something you said a little bit ago, Amanda, about how, you know, they're going to put up, you know, people of color and things like that to run. I think if that happens, people are really going to see what the substantial difference is between the Republicans just finding some token to fucking throw out there to allow themselves the illusion of diversity.
Right.
And the people who are actually taking these communities' advice and actually listening to them and trying to represent them.
Right.
You know, there's a world of fucking difference between just throwing up, you know,
which is why
throwing somebody up because,
which is why I welcome it. I'm like, hey, come on.
And this is going to sound like, you know, super fucking ridiculous, but it's the difference between throwing up someone because they're black and throwing up someone good who happens to be black, for example, you know, and it's going to be fascinating if that actually comes to be.
Right. Right. And then I want to go, oh, your job just got so much harder.
Well, and the reason I'm so seeing it happening is because in Delaware County, we have learned that the Delaware County Democrats are not just the JFK Democrats anymore. Like, we have seen that there is definitely a capacity in Delaware County where we do have a very progressive, I would say, DSA presence in the county already, where the Republicans are going to, they're not stupid, they're just going to be assholes, and they're going to, I mean, I can see it where they're going to prop people up and hope that, ooh, let's distract from the fact that they're far left and say, we're learning.
So,
like, here's a...
So, with that, I wonder, are they... It's going to be so rude. Are they smart enough to know how to do it properly?
No.
Either going to pull hard right, hard, like, scary right, or moderate with new shiny toys.
Which quote, unquote, is
moderate.
Pearl Kim.
Yeah. No, and that's exactly what I'm saying. And it's exactly why they're also trying to peg Mary Gay as some wild socialist. And I'm like, do you not know her policies?
Can we talk about how the Republicans don't know what the fuck socialist actually means?
Well, that kind of goes back to, like, you know, are they smart enough? You know,
That's why I say no.
But like, think about it. With the lists that are being compiled in the state, especially the Delco GOP, with who in Delaware County is registering themselves as a far left Democrat / DSA person, this is getting very serious, especially if they want to start having violence against Democrats like that. So, like, I'm just saying that people need to be a little bit more aware of what's going on politically in the county, because I don't want to see us get to a point where that's an issue we actually have to deal with. As, like, I mean, I'm very sorry about Madden's car, but like, I don't want it to escalate past that.
Yeah, at least no one was in the car when it happened.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, right. At the end of the day, if things continue this same direction, it's not going to be a car. It's going to be somebody's kids.
Yeah. Right.
Or, you know.
Right person. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's time for everybody's least favorite part of existence. What did millennials kill this week? I like trying to spring it on you guys because it doesn't always work. This week we're going to do something a little bit different where we're all going to follow along with the fucking terminal stage of capitalism. Mm. The website Refinery29 does these money diary things, and the most recent one that they've put out, entitled A Week in New York City on $25 an Hour, is just an absolute clusterfuck of everything that is terrible.
I know what he's talking about. I read it before. I read it like when he posted it.
I'm crying about
this. I posted this on Facebook.
Yeah.
My heart's exploding.
Because it literally like is the most discouraging thing that I've ever seen in my life. Just to kind of explain this, they have a different millennial track their spending and income for an entire week and write a little article about it for the website. So let's talk about this individual, unnamed individual, anonymous. A couple of basic stats about our author. Occupation, marketing intern, industry HR, age 21, location New York City, income $25 per hour. Weekly paycheck amount $747.50, plus $100 to $120 every 1 or 2 weeks from babysitting. Additional income on top of my intern salary, again, $25 an hour. My parents give me an $800 per month allowance, and my grandpa also wires me $300 every month. Hashtag blessed.
I'm dying on the inside right now.
Go on.
Actually,
it
now
gets
that
so
I've,
much fucking worse.
Now that I've very quickly onto that, like I go and already $100 to $120 for babysitting. I'm so sad for those. Anyway.
Monthly expenses. Rent. I live in a one-bedroom, one-den apartment. The total rent is $4,050 because New York. My share is $2,100. Parentheses, my parents pay.
What is that?
As in her parents pay
her rent.
Okay.
And also give her $800 a month allowance.
Okay.
Are you flashing back to New Mexico?
No, go on.
Here we go.
Oh, relax. That was $600 and I worked at Joann Fabrics. I needed the goddamn help.
Here we go. Student loan payment, $0. I'm still in school and my parents pay for my education. Health insurance, $0. I'm still on my parents' plan. Movie pass, $9.95. There's one she pays for herself.
Fuck, that's breaking the bank.
Sugared and bronzed pass, $40.76. I get one Brazilian sugaring a month. Equinox membership, which is apparently a luxury gym and spa in New York City, $210 per month. Phone bill, $0. I'm on my parents' plan. Netflix, Spotify, Amazon, etc., $0. I use my parents' accounts. With everything that her parents pay for, she is making $120,000 a year.
Okay.
Can I head desk right now?
You can do whatever you want.
No. Go on. Where does it...
I'm not going to read the entire article.
What's the
gist?
But
I do want to read the first event on day number one, 7:35 a.m., my alarm goes off for work. It's the day after the 4th of July, and I'm beat from drinking all day yesterday. I also had a panic attack last night, and I'm still feeling a little off.
Okay, no,
We go on to have a story about how she is constantly bored at work because there's nothing to do. And how she can't wait to get away to go to the Hamptons for the weekend with her friends.
Oh my god.
And she
doesn't fucking pay for anything. She complains when somebody doesn't pay her back $19 for an Uber.
Here's my issue. What is this article? What is the point of the article?
To track how a person spends their money over the course of a week. To basically have a money diary to see where millennials are spending their money.
Okay. And is this being used as an example of why it's like not hard?
No. This is basically posted without commentary. This is just informational.
I'm less hateful on that because like we got to be real with ourselves. I used to love watching shit on MTV, like My Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, you spoiled son of a bitch. You didn't get the Lexus. You loved to hate it. You wanted to see it.
I understand the concept of loving to hate something. Yeah. I totally get it. It's just not something that I have. I've got. And that's I just hate this.
Well, and that's what this reminds me of. I would be more frustrated if someone was like, see, millennials don't have it. Like, if they use this woman as the example, she's clearly so fucking rare.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, to even have to be able to take an internship, like, you're already a wealthy white person to begin with.
In New York City.
Yeah. Like, that's already a thing. The only part of this article that I enjoy is when, after a night of binge drinking in the Hamptons, the first thing she eats after 5 hours of sleep is a yogurt, which she then throws up.
Which, you know,
because she has to get that poison out of her body and put some carbs in. Not the alcohol. No. The literal poison is not the poison she's talking about. The yogurt is the poison that she's talking about. That was the only part of the article I enjoyed reading, because everything else was just her taking advantage of her.
Like, you have this look of, like, you know,
it's
like,
just comical to me.
I don't see it as comical, and I think that's because there's part of me who is raising two kids that goes like, That's not even good parenting.
My wife and I put together don't make $120,000 a
year. But that's not even good parenting. Like, does she know how to turn a washer machine on? Like, these are basic skills that you should know. And so, like, I take away a lot of that and just go, oh, so much privilege and so much property right there.
They know how to give their daughter $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Do they say where she lives in New York? Like, does she live in, like,
West Village, I think it says. I think.
Like, seriously, my soul is dying right now. Yes.
Her apartment that is 1.5 bedrooms costs $4,000 a month.
I think the other problem with this is, though, you know, and I'm not saying any of us, but I think, you know, one of the problems is articles like that and individual attention to people like that makes, I think, for a lot of insecure people feel like their life sucks and is horrible and I should, you know,
my life's leap fine. Her life fucking sucks because she doesn't know how to fucking do anything except be a fucking trope.
Yep. Well, I can't wait for her to come move to Delco and become part of the Delco GOP.
I was just going to say, that actually drags us right back to the Delco GOP kind of mindset.
Oh my God.
If we wanted to see what the you know, Delco GOP mindset is, there it is for a millennial.
Let out.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's doing fine. I don't understand why other millennials are complaining. And I'm like, I can't. It is so difficult for me.
Her parents are benefiting her to the tune of like $50,000 plus paying for her education.
This is what makes individuals, you know, unaware of the struggles of anyone else.
This is what makes individuals fucking man the guillotines.
Well, that I agree. We're starting to throw fruit from the fucking gates. I mean, you know. But she would stand on the other side of those gates being like, what?
Yeah.
And that's where my problem
is. If the peasants bread, let them eat cake.
Right. My problem is not that she has luxuries in life. I am more than fine with packing my picnic lunch and going to the beach and spending $0 versus spending $5 billion owning my own island. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. What my problem is what gets bred out of that, which is a mindset that we are literally spending every single fucking day of our lives fighting against.
Yeah.
So that's where my problem with that is.
It's the willingness. It's the lack. It's just the lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lack of fucking any kind of desire to fucking improve yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I'm fine. This is great. This is fucking
again,
awesome.
It's breeding an attitude that is just not, and I don't want to say not what the, no, it is. It's not what the world needs. And hey, you can still have all that and still be socially responsible. You know, I mean, you can have both. You're making enough money to have both.
It's a matter of recognizing privilege. Like, it literally is. Like, people don't, a lot of people in real life, like, who aren't playing their life as a fucking, you know, video game, don't get to do that. I've never been to the fucking Hamptons just for a weekend.
It's like playing Sims.
Oh, you haven't.
It's like playing the Sims.
Contessa makes a wonderful
and putting
ketchup.
In the cheat code for, you know, unlimited yes. funds. You yeah, know, you're like playing. Instead of playing from the beginning.
You're doing some Madden shit right here. Like, you can't do that in real life. But it's just the fact that she doesn't recognize that, like, this is not normal. Like, it's not normal to go to your internship that gets paid more than what most people make just for their job.
Yeah.
And say, oh God, I'm so bored. This is terrible. And, like, not actually have to fucking work for anything. Like, if you worked your ass off and wanted to take a weekend in the Hamptons, I don't give a fuck. Have fun.
Right.
Like, go nuts.
Right.
Go fucking chill. You earned it. This girl did not earn it. Like, her parents and her grandparents are literally paying for everything.
She was eating olives at work. That wasn't good enough.
Oh my God, the fucking...
That's what I wanted to do, head desk.
One time I ate while I was at work.
Did you get fired for it?
One time I could afford food.
And it was on my 15.
Amazon doesn't even let you take bathroom breaks!
Yeah.
Was it ramen? Was it ramen at work? Because that's pretty much... Her
it was
olives.
It was a chocolate chip that fell on the ground.
It was the seasoning packet of the ramen.
It was the seasoning
packet. Her olives were.
What do you think I'm made of? Money?
What was it? Garlic oil. They weren't even like fucking olives out of, you know, the fucking jar. Like, they were gourmet fucking. Like, yeah. That's the thing.
The
$6
pouches, yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
I have a great appreciation for people that have a life like that and understand that, like, that's just completely not the case for a
yes.
majority of people.
Absolutely.
Like, if she had been like, at the end, I completely understand that, like, this is not everyone's life, and, like, I'm very lucky or fortunate. Like, that's great. Like, I never go out there and be like, oh, living in New Mexico was so rough because of blank. I say it was rough because there was no goddamn soft pretzels or, like, bread that was worth shit.
Yeah, the only thing you had was spaghetti, meatballs and sausage and gravy in your freezer, like, for, like, a year.
Italian gold. This was one of them. Now to figure out what to do for the next hour I have at work. I've spent most of my day researching podcasts for Living Your Best Life. Like,
you is
you're
already.
Not already living your best fucking life. Life gets
That's
better
my
for you.
Point.
Oh my God. I'm dead and this is hell.
The only thing I approve of is that dude in China that bought like 7 iPhone 6s for
his dog.
His dog has friends to call.
I thought you said his daughter for a second.
No,
you said his dog.
Yeah, it was like a Chinese billionaire bought like 7 yep. iPhones for his dog. The GOP is so concerned. You can still be reckless in a communist state when you have billions of dollars.
Oh my God.
The type of government doesn't matter.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the future of the Delco GOP. Super bougie.
No, and I think I don't know that I've ever said I can't out loud. I fucking can.
Then don't.
I think we should just collectively cry right now and just, you know, shed for humanity the tears that are welling in our eyes.
I mean, that's just too much.
Again, like I said, I would not have a problem if there was some sort of social awareness and maybe some responsibility thrown in there.
Even if she said, like,
I'm a rich,
Pasquale said, even
you know,
if she had stated at the end, like, I recognize that I'm lucky as hell right now.
Right.
That's not going to stop me from enjoying it. Like, that's fine. That's all I fucking needed.
Right.
Some kind of fucking realization. At least let me know that you have some kind of awareness of fucking anything. Other than which podcast helped you live your best life? Oh my!
So I actually used to know a girl that was like to the T. This was her life practically, and her parents even told me, they're like, "Oh yeah, she's spoiled, you know, blah blah this." But they did nothing at all to try to fix it. They just kept letting it go. They kept sending her money. She lived in New York. She had her own place, and you know, it's just like they didn't care. They talked about how awful she was, but they're like, no, we're, you know,
it's like,
I'm just gonna treat her like she's
what
like
can
some
you do?
My kid touched the hot iron, let it do it again. No,
yeah,
come on.
I
you know, like, it's like my car stalls. My dad's like, here you go. This is how you're going to try to fix it. Like, I'm not going to fucking show up and help you. Like, you need to know how to do this.
Yeah, because you need skills to be a productive member of society. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's where it went wrong, since she's apparently not productive in her internship in fucking New York, eating bougie olives. See, that's how, when I read it, I was just like, oh, just, like, I don't even care who, what, when, where. I don't care your gender. I don't care. Like, you're just... No.
Yep.
I would never be willing to raise my child in such a manner to be like, free money and, you know, fucking do whatever.
Oh my God. What? I just want to know why we shared to the Delco Young Democrats page the let people drink the red liquid from the sarcophagus.
Because fuck it.
Because I think that's great.
Do you know Center County Young Dems and us are like the strongest meme creators in the state?
We got that fucking
Laura is always like, the alliance is strong. And then we just started going back and forth with the memes. And I was like, the coalition of young Dems across the state.
Oh, I love it.
But that's what makes me happy. We're jumping.
No, not at all.
That's perfect. I've beaten self-care this fucking time. Yeah, I've beaten self-care. This subject to death as much as I can. Yeah, what's fuck. Yeah, self-care is important. Let's talk more about memes. All right. Since self-care is important, let's talk about something that we've actually enjoyed this week, other than hitting our heads with the microphones. Not everybody does.
Okay. All right. I bought a Nintendo Switch, and now I play Fortnite with, ranging from people who have slept with my mother, to people who just use wild slurs. I think my new comeback, I bought a headset, and I think my new headset is the next time someone goes like, all right, I fucked your mom, I'm going to be like, yeah, well, I fucked your dad. and then just like, wait. And then, like, watch people just log off the game and be like, oh, you can't handle it when it's the other way around.
I'm about this.
That's sexism. And just a little bit of homophobia.
Just live stream that when it happens, please.
So I'm not going to tell you my name on Fortnite, but you can just guess.
It's good.
It's I'll say it off the air.
Pauly Onions.
You need to hear what both of their names are, okay? Because I know what Nicole's is.
Somebody was playing and mentioned my name and goes, oh my God. And then they go, oh, I'm putting this on Snapchat. So, like, I'm already famous. but... So I have that, and then I started eating cheese again and eggs. It's been 5 years, so that's pretty neat. I eat cheese now.
Sounds like you're in the like MTV nonstop. Confessional.
It sounds like, who was it? Was it Gucci Mane where he's like, shout out to all the pear. I eat a lot of pears and shit. That's me. Shout out to the Parmesan.
In fairness to Gucci Mane, a really good pear is like the greatest thing on the planet. But anyway, it's so good. I'm lame as fuck.
I got into that Gale YouTube miniseries. I used to hate the person that does that. You look it up when you get home.
I know.
I used to hate this person. Do you ever see the video where they're like, it's the woman and she's holding the vacuum in the kitchen screaming and she's like, I knew this place looked like Disney on Ice in 1 minute.
No.
You've never seen that video.
Now I'm going to have a new self-care, apparently.
There's like 40 episodes and I'm like halfway in. I'm like, God damn it, this is a good miniseries. It just makes no sense, but I just love it.
It's okay. Now I'm just like, put that in memory. We're good. I'm looking at Nicole.
We have a pool, so I swim in that every day, which is nice.
How did we not know they had a pool? Like,
dude. I'm coming over.
I am
fucking holding on to this.
We're actually related to the Koch brothers, and we've been back for Republicans in Delco for years.
Me and Squall bought the Nintendo Switch, so he has Fortnite, so I started playing it. And it's actually very relaxing, murdering people in games, you know? Like, you just get really angry at, like, you know, Trump or something, and you're like, bam! Like, I'm just gonna take that guy out right there, in front of me.
Now she's on a list.
This is getting posted on the entire internet.
Yeah, this is her with first-person shooters. She will go up to somebody and gun them down in cold blood. I'm like, Nicole, they were shooting at you, and she's, like, running directly into fire. And I'm like, I hope you know real life does not work like that.
Hold on, story time real quick. I used to have what was that? Call of Duty, like World War II.
Yeah.
And me and my dad used to play because he loved playing as the Russians. I liked playing as the Americans. And I was playing as a Russian, one of the Russian people one time. And I snuck up on one of the characters and shanked them to death. And my dad was so freaked out, he jumped back and was like, Nicole, what the fuck did you just do? Like, in front of me, you just stabbed someone to death in front of me in this game. And I was like, you know, you gotta use all your weapons, you know?
Are
you gotta
putting
use
two and two together? Dad used to be an NRA member, and he always played as the Russians. I'm just...
Does you... done, you motherfuckers. Weird.
You are not doing yourselves any favor.
Oh, spooky. God. Oh, man.
Relatable.
I gotta go last, because mine is super weird, but...
Mine is not super weird. I have been kind of holed up in my apartment, probably for the better half of the week. Out of all things, which is probably really strange to hear, artsy and craftsying all of this. And I know Pasquale saw it. I made a pendant of Kristen Seal's head with her hair in rainbow colors out of clay to wear.
I need an enamel pin of that is what I need.
Well, so I now somehow managed to get myself into a set of orders to make. So guess what I'll be doing for self-care for like the next like 2 weeks is making a bunch of these. So, but awesome. It's twofold because it started with, you know, everyone pretty much knows I have two kids. My 7-year-old loves doing things, you know, coloring, painting, whatever, and awesome. It just started to be, you know, trying to get back with after months of campaign work, you know, and taking this short break, doing stuff, you know, with him. And so we were making clay beads and just monsters from Terraria and so forth and so on. I don't know, but so I was like, I wonder if I can make a Kristen Seal head with, you know. And so my 15-year-old walks by and he goes, her hair. And I was like, yeah. He goes, that's the helmet of democracy. And I was like, yes. I looked at him and I'm like, I love that. I love that so much. So
can that be her slogan or her motto?
Please. Right. I thought I was cool with, like, you know, Seal the Victory 2018. I thought I was cool with that hashtag.
Quick but Quinn.
There you go.
I've been sitting on that one forever, but we're not using it yet.
But I was like, helmet of democracy. I love it. So yeah, that's been my geekiness.
Awesome.
That'll be coming out of.
I have two things, one small and one like super weird.
When I go do tell, super no. Weird.
the small thing is just like the first Weezer record is so fucking good. It's so good. Like, I've been listening to that again, like a lot. And it's really good.
It's like, no, I agree, but I agree probably for totally different reasons. Yeah. Because that was like my high school music.
In a perfect world, Only in Dreams would have been everybody's prom song.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect. Anyway.
Sad part I have about Weezer right now is that they made a remake of Toto's Africa.
The only problem I have with Weezer is that they haven't made a good album since like
1998. True. But come on, Toto's Africa, really? Have you heard it?
I have. I actually don't hate it.
I hate Toto's Africa, period.
I mean, it's okay to be wrong sometimes is the lesson you should take from that.
It's true. It's true. And it's not like, and you can totally leave this in here and he can cringe at me telling is that Rich Laser was singing it in the back of my car just to drive me nuts when we were going home one time, and I was like, I can't, no. So if anyone ever wants to annoy me, full range, my kids already do it, is play Toto's Africa. I can't stand it.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Guess what we're playing in the car when we go back home?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Kitty Girl by RuPaul. It's drag music,
yeah,
only.
It is. And
my
love
car
it.
Pulling up is always like, boof, boof, boof. And oh, people must like expect like lasers
petition
to shoot
season,
up.
That's all it was. Yeah.
Just ground
up.
Effects everywhere.
So it's the weird one.
The weird one is that I was actually contacted by a book publisher. This is not going the direction you think. I was actually sent a copy completely free of a book that's actually really good. It's called Hope Never Dies. Basically, the plot is that after the 2016 election, Joe Biden doesn't know what to do with himself. So when his favorite Amtrak conductor gets murdered, he gets on the case and tries to solve it.
What?
My God.
With his sidekick, the 44th president, Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh.
We're passing this around and reviewing
great.
It on, yeah, the podcast,
amazing.
Right?
Can you, like, make like a Democast like book
that's
summer
what
reading? Summer
reading,
fuckers.
Yeah, It's like, and like, I want to be clear, like, the publisher sent me this specifically because they were like, hey, I've heard the podcast. This is something you would probably be into.
Okay, yay that the publisher listens, but...
Hold on. Which is fucking wild on a whole other level.
But side note, we need to fucking pass this book around. Like,
summer reading, yeah, dude. You little shits. If you are a young Democrat, if you have voting power, if you're a committee person for the Young Dems, you need to read this book.
I'm not even waiting my turn.
It's fucking wild.
I'm going home and I'm
ordering on Amazon. I'm gonna order like 40 copies.
It just came out like in the past week or two.
I'm gonna order like 40 copies and just our next Young Dem meeting in July. I'm gonna be like, all right, everyone, take one. This is Oprah's book club now. Next meeting, I want reports from everyone. What does this mean to you?
From chapter 1 to 10.
In summation.
The publisher is Quirk Books, who are local to Philly, and they put out all kinds of crazy shit. They were the people that published Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And like, so,
oh,
like,
are you serious?
So they're all about like this fucking crazy shit.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's like...
Can you play Joe Biden in the movie adaptation?
No, I can't because I am not able to hold on to a speeding train by my fingertips.
Well, then play that the happens conductor too. That gets murdered.
That'll do.
Iconic.
It's fucking weird. But yeah, people sent me free shit.
I'm just literally like,
oh, I'm so excited.
Waiting till I get home. Fuck it, I have the mobile app. I'm buying it now.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like I said, the book just came out like a week or two ago, but it's fucking nuts.
How fast are any of you readers? Because you know,
I've been blowing
this
through
be, like this
it.
Could yeah, be the next no podcast.
I have like 40.
You
books
have
on
to stop playing Fortnite and read this amazing book, and you will have time.
Like, shameful admission, this is the first time I've actually sat down to read a book in like. Multiple years.
Yeah, but that should say everything about the quality of the book. Yeah. Like, I haven't even read it yet, but if it engages you to be able to sit down and...
It's so ridiculous. It's amazing. Like, I needed this absurdity. I needed it so badly.
But at the same
time,
it's like the heroes we need.
Exactly.
You know?
And of course, the heroes we need are the ones we just fucking had.
Right. Oh my God. What was it again?
Hope Never Dies.
Hope Never Dies.
Yeah.
That is out of control.
I love it.
It's fucking wild.
You've made me happy. Like,
yeah, dude. I got free shit and it turned out to be really good. Yeah. So like, I'm cool.
Wait, also, are we doing a plug? Are we advertising for Hope Never Dies?
See, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to be up front and be like, yeah, the publisher sent me this.
Because
it's not intended to be a plug,
I just need to cut you off. If you type in Hope Never Dies Amazon, it goes Hope Never Dies an Obama/Biden mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, full title of the book.
I'm gonna cry.
This is not supposed to be a plug, but like, I gotta be upfront. Like, they sent it to me because they were like, this is cool, you have a fucking podcast.
Which is
1093 paperback, and you left out the insane detail, Mike, of the fucking cover.
Yeah, dog.
Let me load
it. Yeah, dog.
For understand, yes.
We need to blow up that. And that needs to be a poster whenever we get like a legit podcast.
Oh my God.
I'm saying
for anyone.
Is that a Thunderbird?
For those of you that can't see on the podcast.
No, I think what we're gonna do, we should link this. Everyone's summer reading is a link to this.
I don't know what the rules.
We have to get Gina in on this as the treasurer to figure out, like, what kind of does this count as advertising?
Well, you've made the disclaimer though. You've made the disclaimer, and
I don't know any of the fucking rules here.
Well, the fact that we're like, that sounds awesome. We're not technically.
What does library binding mean?
No idea.
It's the way the book is made. I don't know exactly
$31.
What it means.
But if I just want paperback, it's $10.90.
See, I'm sorry. Like, that's my geek for bookness. I'd be like,
you
library.
Geek for bookness?
I love. See, I have a Kindle, and I still like, if I love it enough, if I've read it on a Kindle, I'll go out and buy the actual book. I still have like a love for the actual books. So.
Books are awesome.
Yeah.
Especially old ones. They smell really good.
They do. Yeah. Where, what was the bookstore that we went to? Pasquale in Harrisburg. What was that one?
Was
it
a barn?
No, it's like, it looked like an old movie theater.
Midtown Scholar.
Nice.
Okay, you walk in and at first you're kind of like, oh, it's almost kind of set up a little bit like a Barnes & Noble-ish, but there are troves of books downstairs,
oh,
of
nice.
old books. And I mean, like, you know, old, old. And that
books
smell.
That were written like over 100 years ago.
Yeah, and that smell that you're talking about is the whole downstairs.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
oh my God.
I love it all.
So good. So good.
The knowledge. So yeah, I think we should all read this and like discuss it next time. This
we'll
makes
have
my
a spoiler
heart
cast, yeah.
It makes my heart happy. Like,
so since you are an avid book lover, and reader, do you know if you go to Philadelphia Free Library, they will let you open up their oldest books if you.
I'm going to get arrested because I'm going to probably run
like
out of it.
Like, you can't take them with you.
No, but you can't. But, like, don't, like,
who's
going to
stop
room.
Me? Like,
there's also, I don't remember what
really?
It is, but there is another place. I forget what it's called. I went there for, like, a Frankenstein expedition. But it's this this rich guy. He bought all these books in Philadelphia, and he has, like, a huge library because of it. Like, from, like, Benjamin Franklin. Like, these are first editions he has.
Oh,
if
nice.
You call them and ask them to go take out these books, they will let you take out the book, like like put them on the table and read them. These are like first
you will
editions,
never see me again.
First books.
Democracy yeah. is on hold until I have had my book tour.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
No, that would, so the Union League has what they describe as like 25,000 volume library. And I've seen like the pictures of, you know, this, and I'm like, I would never, I would be, what is it? Belle, I think in Beauty and the Beast, you know how she's going back and forth with all the books.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
me. I would literally lock myself in there with apparently Hope Never Dies as number one. You know, I'd be like, yeah, Ben Franklin, we're getting to you. It's fine. Let me read this one first.
I think Ben Franklin might be more important, but
I think Ben Franklin would be okay with reading about Biden.
So we need
I'd
an
be
author.
Lumiere. I'd be Lumiere.
Lumiere? No, you'd be Cogsworth.
No, I'd be Lumiere, I think. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. Yeah.
The consummate showman. Uh-huh. Anyway, let's slow the car down to 40 so we can jump out here. Jesus.
Beep beep.
I'm gonna make an executive decision and end the fucking show. So I want to thank all of you guys for joining us. Thank you, Amanda, Pasquale, and Nicole. I want to thank the band Tin Mouth for letting us use their song "Generation to Generation" as our theme song. We haven't plugged the social media in a little while. Please check us out on Facebook at Delco Young Demicast. On Twitter, we're just at Young Demicast. Hang out with us. Send us an email. Mike at Delco Young Demicast. Amanda at DelcoYoungDemicast.com. Pasquale at DelcoYoungDemicast.com. Do you want one, Nicole? We've got 100 to give out. So
we do not have 100 to give out. Easy. That Google Suite's going to start having to be paid for by other people than just you. Thanks for putting the bill on that one.
Not a problem. But thank you all for listening. It has been awesome, and we will talk to you next time. Take care.